Okay, that takes us to what everybody's been sitting on the edge of their seats for, is LD-1505, an act to create consistency in the regulation of pesticides, and it is a governor's bill. Do we want to hear from Lucia, the blue sheet? I'm getting an affirmative nod over here on my far left, so... You can give us the high points, Lucia. It would be appreciated.
So LD 1505, an act to create consistency in the regulation of pesticides. As was mentioned, this is a governor's bill. It repeals current law governing municipal ordinances on pesticides. The current law focuses on providing information about municipal pesticide ordinances and requires municipalities to file a copy of any such ordinance with the Board of Pesticide Control and requires the board to maintain a centralized listing of municipal pesticide ordinances. So what the bill does is repeals all that section of law, and that those provisions are provided on the bottom half of the page one of the blue sheets. What the bill does instead is it enacts a new provision of law that prohibits municipalities from adopting or enforcing any ordinance or rule regulating the sale or use of pesticides. As you know, there is a high volume of testimony received prior, during, and after the public hearing. I did provide you with a very high-level summary of some of the key points and the stakeholders. However, I just caution you that because of the volume and the timing of it, it's incomplete. I only covered materials that were received up through the public hearing, and you've continued to receive more and more information. So there was a request made for information on what municipalities had ordinances, and there's a copy of that attached to the blue memo. There was a couple of requests to the Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry, so I made that request via email. One was for the toxicologist of the Board of Pesticides Control to be available at the work session, and the other was for Senator Kime asked for some specific information regarding a time lapse that was indicated in some testimony from the town of Harpswell, and I got an affirmative response by email that they would be available to respond to those at the work session. And I guess so some high-level issues that were raised during the committee's questioning and discussion is what is the appropriate role for the state versus the municipalities in the regulation of pesticides, understanding, trying to get a grasp of what is the nature of and the implications of the 27 individual local ordinances that are currently in place, and also some questions around what is the impetus for this legislation at this particular point in time. I wanted to also just point out that there was related legislation last year that actually never made it to committee. I provided a copy for you just for reference. It was drafted and printed but never referenced. And that bill also prohibited municipal ordinances, but it was more limited than what is proposed in this year's legislation, and the details of that are attached for your reference. So clearly you have a lot of information before you, and I just tried to give you a high-level summary of what was received through the time of the hearing and some of the key issues.
Thank you, Lucia. Questions or comments for Lucia, Representative Pickett?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. At this time, I'd like to introduce a amendment to this bill.
You may do so.
Is he still here? Lance, could you come up to the? Would it be okay for
Mr. Libby? Would you come forward, please, and
speak to
dispense with your knowledge to us? I'm sure it's inspiring.
Senator Davis, Representative Martin, Lance Libby from the Governor's Office. Appreciate the opportunity to come up here. I'm not an expert with the details of this particular amendment. It's something that I believe the industry is fairly supportive of. And kind of the basic high-level thing the Governor wanted when submitting this bill is to try to prevent patchworks of different municipalities along the state from having different ordinances, which, you know, he thought would kind of hinder businesses when we already have a Board of Pesticides control that we're in regulations at a state level. So that's kind of the genesis of the bill, as you know, and but I would maybe defer on the technical aspects of the amendment to maybe someone else.
Committee, questions of Mr. Libby, comments? Thank you, Mr.
Thank you very much.
Don't run off.
I'll be here.
Representative Pickett.
Yes, of course, we got many emails, all of us did, I'm sure, over the weekend, and all of them were very heartfelt, and going through all of it and looking at everything, I think the amendment that has been brought forward, I think, should alleviate much of the stress from the people who sent emails to me that were not supportive of it. At least I believe it will. I believe the industry itself, the people out there that are creating the jobs and having jobs and stuff there, this is going to this passing is going to make their job easier. And I certainly, all of us here, I'm sure, support business in our state and try to do everything we can do for that. So that being said, I'm going to move LD 1505 ought to pass as amended.
We have a second.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Ought to pass as amended with the amendment.
Could somebody describe it or give me a copy?
Oh, I thought she had a copy. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I was under the impression she had a copy.
That's okay.
Representative Martin's got a copy.
I got a whole bunch.
Is scribbling on that?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Scribbling
on this. No. Has someone been writing on that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you? Oh, we got some more here.
Representative Martin, boy, he's just as efficient as he can be. I'm telling you,
get any more?
Okay. So.
Do you need to pass them down? Yes, Representative Pickett.
Yes, Mr. Chair. I thought I had given a copy of that to our analyst, and I'm sorry about that. But could we have her read the amendment, please?
Certainly, if she's.
So the amendment is it changes the language in one under section 3007, subsection 7, which is enacted in the bill. It adds the following language to say, and I'll set the context. So it continues with what's in the bill to prohibit a municipality from adopting or enforcing an ordinance or rule relating the sale or use of pesticides, with some description. But what the amendment adds is it says, unless the ordinance conforms to all state and federal statutes, rules, and regulations, and to the state policy of integrated pest management as determined by the Pesticides Control Board. So it has the prohibition that's in the bill, but provides an exception if the ordinance adopted at the municipal level is in conformity with all existing state and federal statutes.
Thank you. Representative Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I've read the amendment as well. But I'm of the opinion that this really doesn't change anything because it'll be status quo unless everything confirms with those at the state level or the federal level. So at the present time, I would not be supportive of the pending motion. However, if I may, Mr. Chair, I noticed that Maine Municipal Association was opposed to this LD as currently written. I wonder if there's anybody, I see